Hello, welcome to Daily-ish. It's Wednesday, November 12th. It's minus 11 outside, feels like minus 18 with the wind chill. I know lots of you probably don't know what feels like means. I mean, you know what feels, the words mean, but you don't know what that means when it comes to the weather, because you don't live in a world where the temperature outside is technically, if you're in a quiet little corner nestled next to the trees in a house or something like that, it's minus 11. But as soon as you take one step outside your little forest home and the wind hits you, the temperature instantly drops a further 7 degrees. And that's my scientific explanation of wind chill. But luckily, this isn't a weather podcast. You're not depending on this podcast for your weather or scientific news. This episode of Daily-ish is brought to you once again by Campaign Monitor. I invite you to visit campaignmonitor.com to learn about sending beautiful, easy newsletters in 60 seconds. Campaign Monitor lets you offer their services to your clients as well, if you're so inclined. Thanks to Campaign Monitor for supporting Good Stuff and Daily-ish. So some follow-up once again, turning into a follow-up show. Yesterday I mentioned this. I'll just play a little clip here. Some food and labeled everything in the house and detailed instructions on what to do in the event that I need milk and things like that, you know, things that I don't need detailed instructions technically to get milk. I know how to go to the store and buy milk. There's some concerned parties that I may be that inept at supplying food for my family, my kids specifically, in the absence of my wife, who leaves tomorrow night. So not to worry, I've got the milk situation figured out, cased, we're good. The food situation, no, I'm just kidding, on the other hand. This is a quick episode. I don't have a lot to say today because I need to record quickly. Wednesdays I often go to an office where I do work, obviously, and so I try to get out the door. Usually take my son, drop him off at school on the way, and it's kind of a good motivation. Like if you work for yourself, outside of a meeting with somebody, there's nothing really forcing me to be anywhere, do anything at any particular time. Obviously I have family, and so that helps. His school starts just after 9, so it's kind of a nice way to say, okay, I'll give him a ride, and then I'm off to work, and away you go. And keeps me a little bit more disciplined maybe than otherwise would have. I think starting it out when he was in kindergarten, it's kind of when we started this whole business, running my own business thing. And is that right? Maybe just before. Anyways, and so he was only in school a couple days a week and just mornings and stuff. And it was actually more difficult then because obviously, you know, you're sort of shuttling back and forth and we're just trying to figure things out and who's going to walk with him. And now that he's a little older, he's able to walk himself home or to school sometimes. But still, yeah, using that as a bit of a motivation to get out the door and going, that otherwise wouldn't be there. It's kind of just like if I look at my email, then I feel the urgency of responding to issues or client needs or questions or things like that. So I am flying blind right now, so I'll just stop. I don't need to keep going. I don't need to waste your time. Hope you have a great Wednesday. And like I said, we'll see how consistent this is once I'm outnumbered 3-1 as far as how many episodes of Daily-ish will be happening over the next couple weeks. Hopefully, I'm sure I'll slip something in here. But hope you have a great Wednesday. Thanks for listening. Bye.